This year, I am really focused on my health and sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out there right now, and they are one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and honestly, you could taste it. I started taking Symbiotica because I was feeling sluggish and tired, and I just wanted to feel better, but I also wanted a supplement that actually tasted great. Plus, their supplements are super easy to just take on the go. They taste good. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking them every day.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal this winter has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking. So I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well. And I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
I take a Symbiotica every morning with my eggs and I'm ready to go. I'm alert and then I hit the gym. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every single month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code BACHELOR for 15% off your subscription order.
I think when you're in a relationship, being able to travel with somebody is like one of the best things you could do.
I agree. I think some of our best memories together are exploring new places and relaxing somewhere on a beach.
So we've been working with the brand Beachbound Vacations to find our next perfect beach vacation. And instead of spending hours searching for your perfect beach, take the perfect beach finder quiz and let Beachbound do the heavy lifting for you. Go to beachbound.com to get started today. I mean, I love it. I can't wait for our next vacation.
To get started, go to beachbound.com, click be the first to try, and then select take our quiz.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical bill expert, finding savings can seem impossible. Well, HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. So start saving with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Bachelor Happy Hour. I'm Joe.
And I'm Serena.
And we are back with a new season of The Bachelor. We're going to recap episode one, my personal favorite episode. And then we have the First Impression Rose recipient, Leia, is coming on the podcast. So we're going to talk to her. We're going to talk to her about the goofy card she had and why she decided to throw away her only powers. Right?
Yeah, just right into the fire. Yeah, we will see. And we're excited to talk to her. I feel like episode one is one of the more fun episodes for us to recap and just for people to watch together and talk about, because there's so many women, so many looks, entrances, conversations, and it's kind of like our first taste of how Joey is going to be as a bachelor.
Yes. Yes. I personally don't agree with first taste of, I guess it's first taste of seeing Joey as the bachelor, but I feel like the lead always shines the least on the first episode.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
So like,
because
I think
there's so many women, they're basically having like the same conversation with everyone. And I find we always say like midway through the season, there's always a point where we're like, oh, they are starting to seem really comfortable as the lead now, or they're starting to seem more relaxed. And that takes a little while to get there.
And I feel like the lead is always on their best behavior episode one. And yeah, then as the season goes on, you see them kind of like
relaxed
and then like getting fed up and then leaning into more of who they actually are really into.
Yes. And once they have stronger connections, their personalities come out more because you see how they act when they're actually comfortable with these people that they have feelings for. Whereas I actually feel like Joey seemed nervous in episode.
It makes sense because for him, it's a first date with everyone. It's like no one's really their best self on a first date. And that's kind of what episode one is.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Out of the limos, who stood out to you the most?
Okay.
Just pick a few, because then I have a few and then we'll
Okay, wait, do you want to chitty chat about that intro foreshadowing clip that the episode started with? They used to do this, they were doing this on Golden Bachelor, and now they're doing it on The Bachelor as well, where they're like showing a clip from the season or from the episode at the beginning and then cutting to the episode. Like they did like a whole like 2 months earlier, yeah. 3 months earlier thing.
Yeah, I mean, my personal opinion is it was a little too long. You were like, oh, this doesn't end with a happy ending.
Well, I feel like that's how the clip looks. It looks like it doesn't end on a happy ending, or that's him after breaking up with someone. And like, we're starting off with Joey sweating and crying.
You know, well, here, if you want,
rose on the pedestal, he's walking away. It's dark.
If you want to place a wager, I'm going to say that it ends with a happy ending.
You think?
Yeah.
What's your definition of a happy ending? He's with someone?
Yeah. Well, for this show, yes, I would say he's with someone.
I don't know what I think yet.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know.
All right, let's pull up. Okay, so out of the limo, who do you like?
Okay. I like, you want me just to name off some names?
Yeah, just like a few that stood out to you.
Okay, so standouts, we've got Lexi, who is OG from Toronto.
Lexi, yeah, she was first.
She had like some of her own like commercials leading up to the show. Like,
yeah, and she's first girl out of the limo, which is always a good sign.
Yeah, always a good sign, very beautiful, seems like she's got a story to share, and she seems nervous, but I have a feeling she's going to be around for a bit. Maria is an obvious standout. I'm sure we're going to talk about her more coming out of the limo. She's got like a super cool dress on.
Confident.
She's very, very confident.
You said that when we watched it, she was the first girl that you're like, she's confident, and being confident out of that limo is massive. Like,
totally.
You're almost guaranteed to stick around night one.
Yes. And I think it's hard. Like, some of the intros get so gimmicky and the person can get like lost in the gimmick of it all. So even if you deliver it confidently, it doesn't necessarily show you or have like your personality shine through. Whereas with her, she had like a cute little Canadian flag. And this is my opinion of Maria and just like people in general that come out very confident. The lead has to carry so much that first night. They have to carry so many conversations, like first conversations, intros. It's a lot of awkward interactions. For her to come out of that limo and basically like take charge of the situation, like I feel like that is a turn on for the lead. Like for sure. Joey to be like, I can just sit back and kind of enjoy this girl and I see her personality and she's very confident and I don't have to do a lot of like work here. I can kind of just enjoy this interaction.
I agree.
Autumn, she is, oh wait, Maria and Autumn were both on my list that we picked from the headshots.
Autumn, huh?
Yeah. Maria and Autumn.
No, but Autumn. Okay, interesting.
I liked Autumn. I thought she was cute.
No, I mean, she was fine. I don't know if she was a limo standout.
Maybe not a limo standout. Maybe I'm jumping ahead a little.
Because I remember all the, because she was at the beginning, and I remember the beginning half all seeming very strong.
Yeah. I would say the first half of limo entrances we saw were very strong. And then the second half, there was a couple weirder ones in there, a few gimmicky ones,
yeah.
A few more cringy ones.
I feel like, I mean, what looks to be the standout is Daisy.
Yeah, I mean, how do you not fall in love with her? She's like the cutest, sweetest blonde angel ever.
And she, oh, what is it, a Christmas tree farm?
Yeah, she grew up on a freaking Christmas tree farm. I mean, it doesn't Christmas tree farm. It's like so magical. It's like out of a freaking Hallmark movie.
She's related to Santa Claus.
She's so pretty. She's Santa Claus's long lost granddaughter. Yeah, I adore her.
Like if Santa Claus was real and he had relatives, like that's what they would be doing in the States.
Yeah, and that's what they would look like.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Kelsey. I remember
I like Kelsey,
her
and I
headshot.
Think he likes Kelsey.
Yeah, and I love her headshot. I think she looks so cute in it. I was a little thrown off with the voodoo doll thing. I was like, whoa, where's this going? But
oh, there's two Kelseys. There's Kelsey A, which is the voodoo, and then there's Kelsey T, Who I also love. Gotcha. That's who I thought you were talking about.
Both great headshots. I'm talking about Kelsey A, because the voodoo doll thing stood out to me because I was like, I don't really get this. And then you said that it's tied to her being from New Orleans.
Yeah, you're a Canadian. And there's literally 15 Canadians.
I know, I'm obsessed. There's so many Canadians this season. We lost a Canadian at the end, but that's okay. We still got a few.
Okay, well, let's talk about the Canadian we lost at the end, because her name is Nat.
Yeah.
And I usually, you know, the grocery store Joe night one thing, I've never really had anyone that I was like, oh, that's the next me.
Joe. Well, you are kind of an anomaly, your situation.
No, a joke. But I do, I will say, I cannot believe, out of everyone that he sent home night one, I cannot believe he sent her home.
Yeah, to everyone listening, the way you felt when Joe got sent home on night one is the way Joe felt when Nat got sent home night one. Like, literally through the whole episode, he was like, wow, this girl's so pretty. Like, she's from Canada. Like, I think this girl's going to go far. Which, she really was a standout considering she honestly didn't get a lot of screen time.
Well, she didn't get a lot of screen time. Just based off of, I mean, like, superficial looks. Like, I thought she was one of the prettiest girls in the house. That's why I was like, I can't believe he sent her home.
Yeah, and she's a professor.
Yeah.
And she's a Canadian. She's got a lot of good things going for her.
Sent her home, though.
Sent her home. But, yeah, Kelsey, I like. And then Jen. Jen was another standout. Another very confident. Seems like she's a lot of fun. Doesn't seem to be taking everything, like, too seriously right out of the gate. She's kind of just there to get to know Joey and enjoy the experience, which I love. And she's very beautiful.
And then we have we have the sisters.
Which
they also chose, like we see now, they've chosen not to tell Joey right away or any of the women, which was a choice. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how I would have done it. I think I probably just would have walked right in and been like, hey, guys, we're sisters.
Yeah.
But they did. They basically ended up doing that.
And Joey, when they talked to Joey, he said, like,
he put it together.
Like, I know.
Well, they talked to him one after the other, if they have the exact same story, and they do look alike.
But their dynamic's great because they're not like playing it safe and nice with each other.
No, they're not like, oh, I just care about your feelings. I just care about your feelings. No. They're like, screw you. I can't believe you kissed him first. Yeah. The one sister was literally like, go fuck yourself.
Well, at the end Lauren's going to bring a lot of the entertainment.
Lauren's a badass. Like. I'm so excited to see more of her. And honestly, she crushed the shotgun.
Yeah. She did the shotgun. And her sister Allison is great because she's rubbing it in. Like, she kissed Joey and was insane. Like,
yeah. And then she got the rose first. Yeah. She got the first rose of the night.
She got the first and...
other than the first impression rose.
Yeah. And Lauren got the last. Yeah.
I know. So they're incredibly entertaining.
I think when you're in a relationship, being able to travel with somebody is like one of the best things you could do.
I agree. I think some of our best memories together are exploring new places and relaxing somewhere on a beach.
So we've been working with the brand Beachbound Vacations to find our next perfect beach vacation. And instead of spending hours searching for your perfect beach, take the perfect beach finder quiz and let Beachbound do the heavy lifting for you. Go to beachbound.com to get started today.
Beachbound Vacations perfect beach finder quiz makes it so easy to find your perfect beach. It will match you with a personalized list of resorts that check all your boxes after asking you just 5 simple questions.
I mean, I love it. I can't wait for our next vacation. The assessment is easy and quick. It asks you things like, do you like to hang at the pool or the beach? Is an active nightlife important to you? Do you want all-inclusive? Then it will show you some of the best options based on how you answer.
To get started, go to beachbound.com, click Be the First to Try, and then select Take Our Quiz.
There's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. Show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase because every time we buy a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up! and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
I think, yeah, it would bug me if I was with my sister and she kissed him on the first night and I didn't. I'd be like, well, I actually, you said that you would send, so he kissed Allison, he didn't kiss Lauren, and you were like, I would send Lauren home just to eliminate this right away and just focus on one sister.
Yeah, but I instantly regret that because when I saw him choose Lauren, when he gave Lauren the last impression rose and he kind of like smirked, like, this is fun, like, there's a lot of entertainment for selfishly for him.
Yeah, like he can yeah. He can mess around with that a lot.
Yeah,
so, in like a fun, playful way.
That was that out of all the choices Joey made night one, that was my favorite.
Giving Lauren the last
yeah,
rose.
Yeah, it was great. That was for sure the best choice.
Yeah, and I'm sure having talked to her for like 5 minutes, he was like, I'll definitely get a fun reaction out of this girl if I do this.
Yeah. He made out with a bunch of girls.
He did. He kissed six girls from what we saw, which I am not against in any way. I just wasn't expecting from him.
I was shocked that he kissed Jess. That was the first, because that was the first, wasn't that the first kiss?
Me too. And not to do with Jess. I just, their conversation did not feel like it was leading in that direction. And then all of a sudden they were making out and I was like, whoa, I didn't see this one coming. And it was the first kiss of the night. So I really wasn't seeing it coming. I thought, okay, you know, later we're gonna see a kiss. Like it caught me off guard.
And she's given me more like the girl that gets up, you know, who's involved in a lot of the drama in the house.
Yeah,
is, you know, getting insecure about her relationship with Joey, is freaking, has a bunch of highs and lows. We always see that person. And yes. I didn't think she was gonna get a kiss, but she did. He's obviously into her.
Yes. And then she stole him a second time. She went back into the house and she told everyone, like, yeah, right away, like, guys, I just made out with him.
Yeah.
Which,
Kathy's at home, fuck it.
Kathy's at home screaming at her TV, being, yeah, like, Jess, zip it.
Yeah.
And so were all the girls in that room.
Well, that's just a dumb move, though.
Her running back in and telling everyone.
Yeah, like, it's different. I don't have an issue if she's had, let's say she's sitting there talking to, Star, right? She's having a conversation with Star and she's like, yeah, my conversation with Joey went really well. We actually kissed. I don't have any issue with that.
Like, yeah, no.
Fine. It's, why go in a room full of girls who majority of them haven't even talked to him yet and say that? Because all you're doing is pissing people off.
Yeah, no, it was not the right move. She did not read the room, but I will say, she's such a big personality and she really is giving like no filter open book. And I just feel like that is probably true to who she is outside this show. And she hasn't fully adapted to sometimes what you do outside of this environment is not going to work inside this environment, AKA this. Like, if you want to run back to your girlfriends and be like, oh, I just made out with that guy in the corner of the bar, that's one thing. You can't do it on The Bachelor when they're all dating him too.
She did, though.
She did. And it pissed off Taylor big time, who she then cut off Taylor's conversation with Joey for a little extra time with him, which is just, Jess has a journey ahead of her and we will see it unfold. And she immediately dropped the lines like, I'm not trying to be that girl, but I'm not here to make friends. Episode one, Jess, we're already getting that line from you.
Yeah, but that has to happen.
Yeah.
And then who else did he talk to that it seemed like he was? I felt like he was into Kelsey A. And I felt like he was really into Daisy.
Yeah, he kissed Daisy. He didn't kiss Kelsey. He kissed Daisy.
Did he kiss Jen?
He did not kiss Jen from what we saw. He kissed Jess. He kissed Daisy. He kissed Erica. He kissed Lexi. And then he kissed Leia when he gave her the first impression rose.
And Maria he kissed.
Yes.
That was a good conversation, Maria, because she went in there like, I'm not going to kiss him, and then kissed him.
Yeah.
And you could tell their sexual chemistry there.
Totally. Yeah. Totally.
Okay, let's talk about first impression rose girl.
Leia.
So Leia, if you guys didn't see one of the After the Rose shows.
We were there when this happened.
Yeah,
we actually saw this in person.
So Leia was chosen. She was sitting in the audience. He had to choose between two girls. He chose Leia. She got a card and was told not to open it until the first episode because there's going to be an advantage or something. There's something in the card that's going to potentially give her an advantage. So she opens the card, night one, and the card is you get to steal a date from whoever Joey chose, correct? Right?
What's the exact verbiage? It's basically a steal a date card. Yeah. So if someone else gets a one-on-one date, she has the power one time to steal the one-on-one date.
Which,
I think it's like an any week, any person situation.
So she cried and she's like, I would hate to do that to somebody. But realistically, I feel like you have to know that wouldn't be a good look on you because Joey did not choose you to go on a date. He chose this other person. So why would he wouldn't be happy if you stole that date.
No, I would truly feel so pathetic using that. Like if you were the Bachelor and you picked, let's just use Star again. If you picked Star to go on a date and I was like, Star, I'm going on that date. And I show up and I'm like, here I am. And you're like, damn, I really am not that into Serena. Like, I really wanted to go on the date with Star today. Like, that's so embarrassing for me.
Yeah.
And like, I get, you know, obviously multiple one-on-one dates is not very common. And the more time, the better in this situation. But just go on a date when you get picked to go on a date. And if you didn't get picked to go on a date, it means he probably didn't want to go on a date with you.
Yeah, but would you have thrown away the card?
Honestly, I might have been like, anyone else want this? Let's see who takes it.
That's what I think the show should have did. I think they should have said, okay, if you don't want it, whoever speaks up first gets it. And then I think in writing.
Well, yeah, because Jess and Taylor, I think it was Jess and Taylor, both said there was a few people that were like, I would totally take that and I would have used it.
And I think in little writing, there should have been, if Joey turns down your steal the date card, you automatically have to pack your bags and go home.
Like if I go, I'm going to steal the date from Star and you go, no,
then I have to go home. Because then there's more risk for you to then steal the date.
Yeah, you have to be really confident that he likes you more than he likes the girl he's supposed to be taking on a date that day.
And then if he doesn't send you home, that means actually
he really likes you and he wants to go on the date with you.
Exactly.
And then then you know. That's a good sign. That would be so juicy.
They should have called me.
That would be so juicy. They should have called me.
Yep.
But the thing is, if I was Leia and let's say I was like, all right, I'm not going to use this because I'm not an asshole and I feel guilty using it. But if someone else wants it, they can have it. But I would be like, but the condition is you cannot steal my date. Like if I give you this card, do what you want with it, but you can't be taking my one-on-one date.
Yeah.
Because that would be shady.
Well, do you buy Leia being upset for the reason that she claimed to be?
I was really thrown off by how emotional she was. Like, she was crying a lot. I would be surprised if 100% of her tears came from just her feeling bad. Because I'm like, well, what do you feel bad about? Like, you don't have to use this card. And, like, that's it. Like, I think there might have been a level of disappointment of thinking it was going to be something else. Like, maybe she had her hopes up for, like, what the card was going to hold, and she was disappointed to find out that it was kind of like a backhanded gift.
Yes.
She was really emotional.
I completely agree.
I was just
that.
Really thrown off. And I think she must have at least been considering keeping it because she was having such a hard time of like, what am I going to do with this? Because if she was like, no, I'm not using this, or yes, I am using this, I don't think there would have been so much like emotion and struggle. Like, I think she was genuinely like, I don't know what I want to do here. I want to keep this card, but is that going to suck for me in the long run? Is that the right decision? So I think there was kind of like a battle, an internal battle happening, and a level of disappointment about what the card said.
Well, we'll ask her because she is coming on.
Yeah. What do you think?
She's coming on. I completely agree with what you said.
Yeah.
That makes total sense. And I agree. I think it was a little mixture of both. So,
but here's my thing. And obviously, like we've never been leads, right? So I don't know from experience. I think that at the end of the night, there's probably three to five people that they could give the first impression rose to for all different reasons. And I think it often goes to someone whose actions were very big. like Leia really did something that showed him like, I'm here for you. I care about you and your journey. I don't want to interfere in that. I also don't want this card for reasons that I want this to feel like a two-way street. I don't want to be, you know, stepping on people's toes, all these reasons. And she threw the card in the fire. Like, that's an actual action that he can be like, you just showed me that you are someone that I want around. Here's the first impression, Rose. Whereas I think a lot of the other conversations, though, maybe had a bit more of like a spark or sexual chemistry, still need time to grow. And it, all that's there is like a fun conversation or like a hot makeout at this point. Whereas like Leia's been able to go like one step further than everyone else to show like her commitment to him. And I think that's probably, if I'm Joey, how I'm justifying it.
Wow, okay, well said.
And yeah. It's kind of like, it's like the girls are going to be like, yeah, okay, I get it. You know, he's not like ruffling any feathers with the women by giving her the first impression rose either.
Yeah.
Because they were all there. They're all happy about her choice. You know, they probably would pick her too.
I think when you're in a relationship, being able to travel with somebody is like one of the best things you could do.
I agree. I think some of our best memories together are exploring new places and relaxing somewhere on a beach.
So we've been working with the brand Beachbound Vacations to find our next perfect beach vacation. And instead of spending hours searching for your perfect beach, take the perfect beach finder quiz and let Beachbound do the heavy lifting for you. Go to beachbound.com to get started today.
Beachbound Vacations' perfect beach finder quiz makes it so easy to find your perfect beach. It will match you with a personalized list of resorts that check all your boxes after asking you just 5 simple questions.
I mean, I love it. I can't wait for our next vacation. The assessment is easy and quick. It asks you things like, do you like to hang at the pool or the beach? Is an active nightlife important to you? Do you want all-inclusive? Then it will show you some of the best options based on how you answer.
To get started, go to beachbound.com, click Be the First to Try, and then select Take Our Quiz.
There's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. Show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase because every time we buy a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
Yeah, no, I think
who do you think should have given the first impression rose to? Or who do you think were some of the women that he showed
you want to know who, if I was him, who I would have given the first
you would have given it to Nat, apparently.
No. I would have probably wanted to give it to the younger sister.
Allison, you would have done it just to screw with the older sister though.
If I was really into the older sister, if I was into the older sister more, I would have and saw the way they were.
You definitely would have given it to the younger sister.
I would have given it to the younger
You're
sister.
You're such a sicko. You're such a sicko. And that is true. I know you would do that.
Oh, that would have been fun.
They would have been like, okay, do we have a backup? It would have been like a Claire Tatia conversation. Be like, so now you're going to end up with that girl. Yeah. Get out and let's get a new lead in here.
No,
because Joe's gone rogue.
From how you've just phrased it, I agree with what you said. That makes sense. That makes sense. I don't know. I guess. It just seemed like, I just didn't really see the chemistry between Leia and Joey.
Yeah.
That's it. It's really, really what I'm basing it on. But we'll see.
we'll see.
We'll see if she's there at the end. Maybe she is. I could definitely be wrong.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, like,
I think one of the girls I chose from the headshot's already gone.
Really?
Yeah, I think I chose.
I chose great because I chose Maria and who he made out with, and I chose Autumn, who I thought he was going to kiss at one point, but he did not.
I don't remember who.
I wrote it down. I'll pull it up.
Oh, you wrote them down?
Yeah, here. You picked Lauren and Sam. And yeah, Sam's gone. And Lauren.
Is Lauren still there?
Yeah, Lauren's the older sister.
Oh. Wow. Well, okay. All right. So Lauren is still there. Okay.
Okay. So you still got Lauren.
We get two more picks. Each.
We do get two more picks each. Was there anyone that went home that shocked you?
Well, yeah.
Other than Nat was
the main one. Nat was the main one that went home that I was shocked. It was kind of the only
Lainey,
one.
Lainey, I thought was really cute.
Lainey, I was actually a little surprised she went home too.
Yeah.
Because she got a decent amount of airtime.
And then Chandler, it was exit interview.
Chandler, yeah, I felt for her. Because at that point, she's probably just so exhausted. Yeah. And just like, why?
Just watching them get sent home when the sun comes up just hits differently.
How many girls went home? One?
Ten.
Ten. That's a lot.
10 girls. That's a crazy amount of girls. I wonder if that makes you feel better. Like, okay, well, I'm one of 10. So like, it's not like I'm one of 3, you know?
Yeah.
I think it would make me feel better.
All right, so do you want to pick who are you? Your two girls?
My two girls that I picked from the headshots are Autumn and Maria.
Autumn and Maria. Okay, so we each get two more.
Yeah, can we pick the same or do they have to be different? Let's try to do different.
All right, so
you pick, I'll pick, you pick, I'll pick.
Okay, Daisy.
Yeah, let's screw you. Daisy. Okay, I'm going to go. I'm going to go Kelsey A.
Damn it. Okay, that's fine. Because then I'm going to go Lexi.
Damn it. Okay. Then I'm going to go Jen.
Jen. Yeah,
Krista.
Okay. Yeah, Jen Smart.
Jen. You're not going to put a sister in yours?
I already have one.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, you have Lauren. Oh my God, we've talked so much about Lauren and we've just screwed up twice regarding her in your list.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. There's some really good girls in this cast.
Yeah.
Like some really great personalities. Some girls that'll be really entertaining and also some girls that I think have the potential to have some really good romantic connections with Joey. Like I'm excited about the cast.
A lot of, I could see most of them in paradise because that's obviously what would happen.
We didn't see Krista that much, who I'm curious to see more of. She's from
She's Canadian.
She's Canadian. My mom told me that I was pronouncing Abbotsford wrong. We were saying Abbotsford, but it's Abbotsford.
Anything else big that we missed throughout the episode?
No, I think we covered most of it. The only thing, we had Evelyn really freaking out at the end of the rose ceremony. But
Evelyn,
she stayed,
so
we'll see more of her.
That was an early freak out moment.
Yeah, I feel like there's always one person night one that is really emotional.
I think we do see in like the super teaser for the season, I think he is really into Kelsey A.
Kelsey A?
Yeah.
You know who I feel like we saw in the super teaser too was Rachel, who is from Hawaii, and she did like the lay entrance. Like she came in and we both thought she was going to make a sex joke and she just was sweet and gave him the lay.
Yeah. Yeah, she seemed nice. And she was also somebody who was extremely confident.
She was very pretty.
Let's talk about the radio chemist.
Why? Caitlin?
It's just a crazy job. And I really liked her.
Oh, yeah.
I liked her.
I thought you meant like there was an incident with her.
No. I just liked her.
I liked her too.
And I also think he likes Kelsey Erica. T, which we haven't really covered much on her. You don't really see her too much.
Yeah.
But I think he really likes her.
I agree. There's a lot of great women. There's a lot. Like, and I'm glad that they cut 10 right away because truthfully, like having so many women is just hard. It's hard to watch and like keep track. Like even right now, like were still kind of like fumbling over it. And how many is there now?
Well, I think there was like, let's just say if there was 32, there's probably 22 now.
21, 22, 22. Yeah. That's way more manageable.
Yeah.
That is way more manageable for him and for viewers.
Yeah.
Okay. Before we go, I'll mention a few fashion faves. Joe, you could also mention a few fashion faves.
All right.
Okay. Honestly, I didn't take notes on what people were wearing, so this is truly just from like memory of what stood out. I liked Allison's dress. I thought it was a great fit on her, and the baby pink was really cute with her dark hair. I loved Chris's dress. I just think she's so stunning. It was like black, sparkly. I think it had like a train, like it was really a moment. I'm trying to think of what everyone else wore. Maria's dress was by far, in my opinion, like the biggest fashion statement, the biggest risk taker, with like cutouts. It was really cool. I liked it. Very edgy. Definitely different. I feel like we see a lot of like sparkly gowns night one, which is like literally what I wore too, and they're beautiful, but hers really stood out. And then Lexi, amazing gold gown, so stunning. And then Caitlin was another unique fashion choice, like a different silhouette than what we usually see, and I thought it was really memorable. And those are my fashion faves.
And I will say, I do like the way Joey's dressed the whole season. When we see it in the teaser, I think he looks good in all his outfits.
He does.
I liked the suit that he had. Didn't he have like a blue tie on?
This is so bad, but I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember either. But I'm pretty sure it was like a blue tie that I really liked.
He looks good in pink too.
Yeah, he looks. Joey looks good in colors.
Yeah,
good for Joey.
good for Joey.
So yeah, I think that pretty much covers it. We are going to be back every single week with exclusive interviews. We have cast from this season coming on every week. Make sure you stay tuned to Happy Hour. Subscribe, download, DM, whatever you feel like doing. We're here.
Thanks for listening and stay tuned for our interview with Leia dropping shortly.
Bye.
Bye.
So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert, I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order.
I think when you're in a relationship, being able to travel with somebody is like one of the best things you could do.
I agree. I think some of our best memories together are exploring new places and relaxing somewhere on a beach.
So we've been working with the brand Beachbound Vacations to find our next perfect beach vacation. And instead of spending hours searching for your perfect beach, take the perfect beach finder quiz and let Beachbound do the heavy lifting for you. Go to beachbound.com to get started today. I mean, I love it. I can't wait for our next vacation.
To get started, go to beachbound.com, click be the first to try, and then select take our quiz.
There's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. Show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase because every time we buy a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.